in which the wall spits back my prayers. In my hollowest moments, I wish my mother named me after a breathing thing, a name with a voice to choke it over. I pray for Rachel, Rebecca, Leah, nice Jewish girl names that never die, bonded to a land we bulldozed to make our own. But a man calls me the new Josephus, curses me in Hebrew, and I swear I cough up blood. I want to tell him the importance of names, how these labels do not peel off as easily as skin, but in this language everything is made to build and nothing is meant to grow. A boy from Sunday school tells me Israel is the only place he feels safe, and all my arguments fall back down my throat. Our wounds are too similar, six-sided, a sting so ancient it is made synonymous, yet in Hebron, a settler nearly kills a man, prayer shawl taut with effort, and is home in time for Shabbat dinner. So what is there to say about my heartache that its names have brought about wars, how my God doesn't agree with my politics, how my people cry adultery, kiss the stones before they fly, aim for all the tender spots that bruise easiest, and I think only Yiddish has language for this hurt. This betrayal we all can't seem to unfeel, the cultural memory we can't wipe clean. I want to go home, but what is mine is everyone's. I want to know what we were like before we had trauma to reenact, but there is no answer, only solution. Final as death, the war sings on, and I'm having an identity crisis. The bodies pile higher, and I forget the words to Ve'ahavta. I tell myself, hurt people, hurt people. I tell myself, one day history may absolve us, but my half-prayers taste of bile, and the wailing wall spits them all back out.